Hey everybody, Annie here with the Northwest Florida Daily News, and I have an update on everybody's favorite boat, the Phantom of the Aqua. In case you guys don't remember about this boat, it first washed up on the beach back in October out in Miramar Beach. It was the 45-foot derelict sailboat. It washed up on the beach kind of in the middle of the night, and nobody really knew anything about it. To make a long story short, it turned out that its captain, a man named John Hale, was sailing the boat to the Virgin Islands, or attempting to sail, and he got caught in Hurricane Nate and had to abandon the boat, and it washed up on the beach, and it was stuck there for about 4 months. And it was finally freed back in February. It was pulled off the beach by a towboat after a valiant three-day effort. And I talked to its owner today just to get an update on it, and I wanted to share that update with you guys. So its new owner is a woman named Patty Baird, and she lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And she saw the boat story on social media and, like many people, became intrigued by it and ended up purchasing the boat. And she came down to see it for only the second time just this weekend. I talked to her today over the phone to see what she plans to do with it. And she told me that she's planning on refurbishing it and renovating it and making it into sort of a sunset tour boat. She wants to take tours, give people tours on it out of the Destin Harbor, and potentially even take it down to Key West during the winter time. Despite everything it's been through, the boat is in pretty good condition. It didn't sustain any serious damage to its hull or to any other major part of the boat during the storm. It sustained pretty significant damage to its stern during the removal process when an excavator was attempting to literally push it off of the beach. But other than that, it's in pretty good condition. It's a little dirty. She was able to see the inside of it for the first time, and it is pretty roomy in there. She said it is. It has two sleeping berths, two bathrooms, and even a little room for a kitchen area, so it's pretty cool. She plans to keep its name and keep it down here on the Emerald Coast, despite her being up in Pittsburgh. And she's really excited just about getting it back up and floating, and she wants to get the community excited about this boat again. So look for that story in tomorrow's Northwest Florida Daily News, or you can read it online today. And I look forward to keeping you guys updated about this boat. Again, this has been Annie Blanks with the Northwest Florida Daily News. Stay tuned for more updates.